Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is Surah Maryam. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the one who has made the Quran a source of guidance, and the one who has guided thereby those who seek to be upright, and the one who has revealed therein Surah Maryam as a means of understanding the omnipotent power of Allah. O Allah, you are our Lord, and to you belongs all praise. We believe in you, we believe in your angels, your divine books, your messengers in the last day, and in your divine decree, both its good and its apparent bad. We testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except you, the uniquely one, who has no partners in his oneness. And we testify that our Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. So, O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon his family, his companions, and whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah, and I advise you to reflect upon his revelation. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And this Quran is a book we have revealed which is blessed. So follow it and fear Allah that you may receive mercy. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers. Surah Maryam is a Meccan revelation. This means it was revealed before the emigration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Mecca to Medina. One of the noteworthy aspects of this surah is the manner in which it deals with and contains evidences of the omnipotent power, the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his mercy, his rahmah. So the surah begins with mentioning how Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam supplicated to Allah in private and was given the glad tidings of a child despite his wife being in old age. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah by saying, Kafha ya ayn sad, dhikru rahmati rabbika abdahu Zakariya. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا كَافْ هَا يَا عَيْنْ صَاد. This is a mention of the mercy of your Lord to his servant Zakariya when he called to his Lord a private supplication. So the surah begins with this dramatic scene of Sayyidina Zakariya calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a private supplication. نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. And it emphasizes the word khafiyya, the sense of privacy. Sometimes this silent supplications that we make with our hearts, because the indication here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers our supplications, whether they be said out loud or whether they be silently in our hearts, so long as we call upon him. And so the Quran responds by saying how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered this private supplication, which based on the Quran was Sayyidina Zakariya saying, فَهَبَلِي مِن لَّدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا. So give me from yourself an heir. What is interesting in this supplication is that Sayyidina Zakariya didn't want just an heir for himself. He didn't want an heir so that his legacy could continue. No, he wanted an heir so that the legacy that was for Allah could continue, the legacy of prophethood. And that's why he said, فَهَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا. Give for me from yourself an heir, not from myself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded, because when we ask Allah by Allah, when we ask Allah for Allah, these are the most sincere of supplications we can make. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to the supplication and revealed to Sayyidina Zakariya the blessing of a child by saying, Ya Zakariya, inna nubashiruka bighulamin ismuhu Yahya, lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiyya. He was told, O Zakariya, indeed we give you glad tidings of a boy whose name will be Yahya, and we have not assigned to any before this such a name or such an identity. And so the scholars say that the reference to Sayyidina Zakariya as having a child whose name will be Yahya, and then it being followed by saying, لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ سَمِيَّةِ, we have not assigned to any before such a name, is an indication of the uniqueness of Sayyidina Yahya. But not just an indication from a position of his name, but from a position of what his name indicates. In that he was a child who was to be born from parents who had reached an old age, where, in conventional terms, it would be near impossible for them to bear children. And so this was a miraculous conception. And this was a demonstration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudra, His omnipotent power, in answering the du'as of those who are sincere, such as Sayyidina Zakariya. After this miraculous incident, the surah moves on and gives other signs that are more amazing and more demonstrative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudra. For in this instant, Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam was born from parents who were of old age. But in the other instance that comes in the surah, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables a child to be born without there even being a father. And this demonstration is a further elaboration of the immensity of the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His absolute prerogative to do whatsoever He wants, and His absolute ability and omnipotent power to do whatsoever He wants. And this is why this surah is especially demonstrative of this attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and should be reflected upon. Of course, what we're talking about here is the story of Sayyidatina Maryam, the mother of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send His peace and blessings upon them both. She was the pure siddiqah, the pure saintly woman who bore one of the greatest of the prophets, from the ulul azm min ar-rusul, from the prophets of the greatest of determination, namely Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And she bore him without there being a husband, for this was given to her in a miraculous intervention, a mu'ajiza, a miraculous intervention. And after this miracle, the Quran notes that she retreated, almost as if this was a time for her to retreat. Maybe there was fear of her being blamed by the people, but the Quran says, فَحَمَلَتْهُ فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا. So she conceived him, and then she withdrew with him to a remote place. But in that remoteness, in that seclusion, in that sense of being alone with the alone, alone with the one, she engaged in this sense of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she was inspired, and as if she was given this inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereby she was told, فَكُولِي وَشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنًا. So eat and drink and be content. فَإِمَّا تَرِيَنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا فَقُولِي إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا. And if you see from amongst humanity anyone, say, indeed I have vowed for the Most Merciful an abstention, a sawm. فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا. So I will not speak today to any person. فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا. And so she brought him, i.e. the baby Jesus, to her people. فَآتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُهُ قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمُ لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا. And so she came with him and carrying him. She came to her people and they said, O Maryam, you have certainly done a thing unprecedented. Ya ukhta Harun, ma kana abuki imra'a sawin wa ma kanat ummuki baghiya. O sister of Harun, your father was not a man of evil, and nor was your mother unchaste. And so when she was accused, she was now being accused of of a crime. And what is the crime? That she bore a child outside of wedlock. And here she's being reminded of her lineage in the sense that she's now being accused of having violated the sanctity of her lineage. Now look at her response, because she's vowed this sense of abstention. She's vowed this fast of silence. فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. So she pointed to the baby. Now, at this point, we should just reflect on her certainty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this juncture, facing such an accusation, facing what should appear to be the destruction of her reputation, but also given the ruling within the cultural and sacred law of the time, she faced being stoned. She faced being killed for having a child outside of marriage. And so, given this scenario, she's now basically putting her entire life on the line. And yet her sense of certainty is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this accusation, she still is submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will not even open her mouth to give testimony to her own innocence, and instead, in complete conviction, فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. She just pointed to the child. This is a scene that we need to reflect upon. The level of trust she had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in His Qudra, because this is one of the big themes of this surah, the theme of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Qudra, to break the what appears to be a norm. Why do we say what appears to be a norm? Because one of the definitions of a miracle is kharqul awa'id, the breaking of what appears to be a norm. Is because in reality, every single norm only exists true by the pure qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so in this instant, when she pointed to the child, she was reliant on that qudra. And the accuser said, قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا. They said, how can we speak to one who is in the cradle, still a child? And then what happens? Child speaks miraculously. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the child the ability to speak. And in reality, He is the one who makes everyone who has the ability to speak, speak. And so this is what we meant by when we say a miracle is only a breaking of a norm. In reality, every norm goes back to the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the child speak, He makes us speak. If He wasn't to give us the ability to speak at any moment, we would have no power to speak of our own accord. If He wasn't to give us the ability to walk at any moment, we would have no power to walk of our own accord. We would have no ability. La hawla وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There would be no ability to move, no ability of any strength, for it is only through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because of the illusion that it appears to be a norm, whereas reality is just an ada, it's the ada of the sunan and kawniya, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created cause and effect to appear in such a way that we think it to be a norm. But when Allah wants, He can break that norm and make another norm appear as a norm, or make something outside of the norm, just to demonstrate His qudra. And this is what happened when He made a child speak miraculously, and that child was Sayyidina Isa. And the word Sayyidina Isa said, Inni abdullah atani al-kitab wa ja'alani nabiyya. Jesus, or Isa alayhi salam, said, indeed, I am the servant of Allah. He has given me a scripture and made me a prophet. And so through this miracle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proved the innocence of Maryam alayhi salatu wa salam with regards to the allegations of her people. And it was a miraculous intervention that helped prove her innocence by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thereby making her and her child, her son, a sign for the entirety of the creation. Oh, brothers and sisters, as we reflect upon the Book of Allah, and as we specifically reflect upon Surah Maryam, we find that alongside this demonstration of the Qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it also points to a number of characteristics and noble values that the prophets, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon them all, were characterized and adorned by. So for example, the surah mentions the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam and his sense of responsibility in sincere counsel towards a person who was in the role of his father. It also mentions Prophet Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam and his sincerity in his promise, also mentioning his encouraging of his own family in their devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, it mentions the Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and his sincerity to his Lord. And it mentions a number of prophets and their followers and emphasizes their devotion to their Lord, which became a means or becomes a means by which they enter paradise, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this, Jannati adnin lati wa'ada ar-Rahmanu ibadahu bil-ghaib. Therein are gardens of perpetual residence, which the Most Merciful has promised His servants in the unseen. Indeed, His promise has been ever coming. As further encouragement to the people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in His saying, رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فَاعْبُدُهُ وَاصْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًّا. Lord of the heavens and the earth, and whatsoever is in between them. So worship Him and have patience in His worship. Do you know of any similarity to Him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that whoever resolves to take the path of guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased them in guidance in Surah Maryam. So He says, وَيَزِيدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْ هُدَى. And Allah increases those who are guided in guidance. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He guides us as believers to the way of guidance and that He fills our hearts with affection and love. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Maryam, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجَعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. Indeed, those who have believed and done righteous deeds, the Most Merciful will appoint for them wuddah, affection. All of this, brothers and sisters, is given to us as glad tidings as believers. This is so that we can reflect upon the Book of Allah in this specific capacity, reflect upon Surah Maryam, reflect upon its meanings, reflect upon the demonstration of complete submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the prophets had and that Sayyidatul Maryam demonstrated, and that we see that in this submission came their victory, in this trust came their way out, and in this ability to hand over their affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lay their nobility. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to embody us with this vital trait of the prophets and those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He give us this firm sense of certainty that they have, and that He bless us with the ability to do righteous deeds as they did. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness. Indeed, He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.